Man, I am in shambles. I don't know what's going on with me. I thought the longer I'd done this, a little bit more settled in I'd be. I think it's getting worse. I was sitting over here just trembling while I go shaking. I'm going to preach a little something tonight. I don't really have a title, but which way are you looking? What way are you looking tonight? There's a few different ways I found tonight that we can look. Psalms 121. We're going to read the whole chapter there. I would ask if you would stand as we honor the reading of God's Word tonight. Psalms 121 and verse 1, which way are you looking? Psalms 121 and 1, it says, I will lift my eyes unto the hills from whence my help cometh my help. Verse number 2, my help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall never neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, and he shall preserve thy soul. Verse number 8, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this earth, from this time forth, and even forevermore. Lord, I love you tonight, Father God, and you know, Lord, I can't even read. I can't see straight right now. I don't know what's going on, Father God, but I pray that you'd move me out of the way. Lord, they've not come to see me. They've come to see you tonight, Father. Lord, I thank you for that tonight, God. I pray tonight that you'd move on this word that you've given me. Lord, I pray that you'd bless it. God, I pray that you'd anoint it. God, I pray that you'd be with the prayer request we've had tonight, Father God. God, I thank you for the man who gave his heart to you this week, Father God. God, I pray, Father God, you'd move on his life, move on his family, Lord. Lord, I pray, Father God, that you just move on my family, Lord. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, you just shut my mouth, Father God, and open yours wide, Father. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, you just move on me. Help me tonight, and it's in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Tonight, which way are you looking? Tonight I see that the psalmist here, he says, I want to lift my eyes into the hills. That's where my help comes from. But tonight I see in the Bible that we can be found looking three different ways, and that's where I found myself this week, and I found myself in all three ways, and I find myself in all three ways on a daily basis. If I don't get careful, I have to pay attention to where I'm at, what I'm doing. Tonight, just a question I want you to be thinking on, what way are you looking? Which way are you looking? The first way I can be caught looking tonight is looking down. I can be caught looking down. I want to flip on over to Mark chapter number 10. We're going to do a little bit of flipping tonight. But in Mark chapter number 10, I see that the main people who are looking down are the lost. The lost look down tonight. Mark chapter number 10 and verse 17. Mark 10:17, it says, and when he was going forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. Verse 19, thou knowest the thou commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and thy mother. And he answered and said unto him, master, all these have I observed from my youth. Verse 21, then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go thy way and sell whatsoever thou hast and give it to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come and take up thy cross and follow me. In verse 22 it says, and he was sad at that saying. I see tonight he left with his head down. He was sad. That man, he walked out of there lost. He walked out of that place lost tonight. The lost are looking down because they have hope in this world. They don't have hope in Jesus. They trust in riches. They don't trust in Jesus. They have peace in their self, and they have peace in their job, and they have peace in all the things that they've accomplished, and they don't have the peace that passes all understanding. They don't have joy. They don't have happiness. They don't have love because they've never met love tonight. The lost, they're found looking down because that's just who they are. They don't have anything to look forward to. They find themselves looking down. But I got to thinking about me and my life. I'm not lost, but I still find myself looking down. I still find myself, and I get in a pity party. In a pity party, man, the lost find themselves looking down, and I see the long-lipped Christians. They find themselves looking down. We get sad, but I want to flip over to Luke chapter number 24. Tonight we're going to read that little passage there, starting in verse 13. talking about the disciples and what has happened on the Emmaus Road, and when Jesus had just been crucified and no longer lost. These men were disciples of Christ. They were followers of Jesus Christ, and man, they got long-lived, and they got in a pity party. And anyway, Luke 24 and verse 13, it says, "And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem, about 70 furlongs, and they talked together of all these things which had happened." In verse 15, "And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near, and they went with him. But their eyes were holding that they should not know him. In verse 17, "And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have, that you have one to another as you walk and are sad?" In verse 18, "And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem? And hast thou not known the things which are come to pass there in these days?" In verse 19, "And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed, and word before God and all the people." In verse 20, "And how the chief priests and rulers delivered him to be condemned to death, and they crucified him." Verse 21, "But we trusted it had been he which had ever redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today, the third day since all these things were done." I see today that, or tonight, that these Christians, or these men here, they were long-lipped Christians. They were in their pity party. And tonight I got to realize, and when I get in my pity party, and I just get down. I get to looking down. I don't get to looking up, and I don't get to looking on the things of God. I get to looking down, and I get concerned about my life and the things going on in my life. It says in verse number 15 here, it says, "And Jesus himself drew near, and they didn't even know it." Verse number 16 says, "Behold, their eyes were holding that they should not know him." See, tonight they didn't recognize the Spirit when they got looking down. They didn't recognize the Spirit. You won't recognize the Spirit when he shows up if you're looking down. I see tonight in verse 17 it says, "And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad?" And I see there they was probably murmuring. They was probably complaining, as you was just talking about. And man, I get in my pity party and I get complaining. And man, so other people's got it so much easier than I do. And I get to looking at, I just get beside myself when I start looking down, and that's what these men were doing here in verse 17. But I see in verse 21 it says they done thought God had done failed them. Verse 21 it says, "But we trusted," and we trusted him. He told us he was the way. He told us he was the truth, and he told us he was life. And we put all our trust in him, and he told us he wouldn't ever fail us, and he told us he wouldn't ever leave us. He told us he wouldn't ever forsake us, and here he is done got killed. Here he is done failed me. And says in verse 21, it says, "But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel." He told me he was the one that's going to save my soul. He told me he could handle anything I brought to him, and I don't know where he's at now. I don't know where he's at. I don't know what I'm going to do. They done got looking down. They done forgotten Romans 8:28. It says that all things work to the good of them that love God. I want you to know tonight that when I get in my pity party, I'm trying to hold the world with one hand, and I'm trying to hold Jesus in another, and it won't work that way. It won't work when I'm trying to look down and I'm trying to look at my life and hold on to the things I want to hold on to tonight. I want you to know Exodus 20 and verse 5 says God is a jealous God. He is a jealous God. He wants everything tonight. He wants you looking at him. He don't want you looking down. He wants you looking at him. But tonight I see tonight that in verse 21 it said that we trusted him. We trusted him. If you'll look back in Psalms 116 and finish what we didn't finish last week, that man, that psalmist there, he was looking around. That psalmist, he had done got looking around, and he was looking for man's approval. He was looking, he was concerned with other men, and he trusted in some men, to do some things for him and lead him in the right way. And them men, they ended up killing him. They ended up trying to kill him. They didn't kill him, but they ended up trying to kill him. They ended up turning on him. They lied to him. They beat on him. They done all them things, and that's where he was like, "Lord, I'm in the pits of hell. I'm dying." And that's where he talks about the Lord preserved him and the Lord healed him. And but that's where he was last week. He was looking around. Not only do we find ourselves looking down, but we can find ourselves looking around. We get concerned about another man's approval. We get concerned about someone else's walk. In Luke 18 and verse 9 through 12 is where I'll be next. Luke 18 and verses 9 through 12. You know, in my life I get concerned. The closer I get with God, the more I get concerned about other people's walk. And God ain't called me to be concerned about your walk. He ain't called me to be concerned about nobody else's in here's walk. He's called me to be concerned about my walk. He's called you to be concerned about their soul, but he ain't called you to be concerned about their walk tonight. Tonight, I want you to know, tonight, when you get looking around, you get concerned about somebody else's walk. In Luke 18, he warns us of this. In Luke 18, in verse number 9, it says, "And he spake this parable." This is Jesus here they're talking about. "He spake this parable unto a certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others." In verse 10, it says, "Two men went into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank thee that I'm not as the other men, or extortioners, or unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess.'" Verse 13, "And the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes into heaven, but smote his breast, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.' Verse 14, "I tell you that this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." Tonight, what I want you to know, this man, he was, this Pharisee, he was looking around. He was comparing himself to others. Comparing yourself to another won't leave you nowhere but miserable. Tonight, part of the reason I stepped away from God is I was following people who wasn't saved, and I didn't know it. I was trying to do the things they were trying to do, and it wasn't working in my life. Man, I was miserable. Man, I was beat down, and I was trying to figure out how they could make it look so easy, and how, man, they could go and they could do it, and they could be in church on Sunday morning and nothing be wrong with them. But I was sitting there dying. I was miserable in my sin tonight. I was miserable. I was looking around, concerned with everybody else's walk, and not concerned with my own, what God had called me to do. But tonight, I see that when you're looking around, you get concerned with another man's approval. You get concerned with someone else's walk. But you also get concerned with someone else's gift. And man, right now, in the last several weeks, I've been concerned with somebody else's gift. I've been concerned that I'm not good as BJ. I've been listening to Brother Billy Graham. I got the Sirius XM radio, got it free for 3 months, and I have been using it. And they got a Billy Graham channel on there, and it's him preaching just all day, every day. It's all it is his messages. And I'm not in the truck long, so I'm getting bits and pieces. And he got to talking about how he's not no scholar, and he's not no wouldn't consider himself a great preacher. And man, he just went into naming all these things. I'm like, that is exactly what you are. And anyway, he got to the end. He said, "I'm not a very smart man, but I'm a man who's got a gift, and I acknowledge that gift, and I'm going to use that gift." Tonight, I want you to know 1 Corinthians chapter number 12 and verse 4. I tried to shorten this down, and I wasn't going to read, but the longer I read, the more it just stuck out, and the Bible can explain it a lot better than I can. 1 Corinthians chapter number 12 and verse 4, it says, "Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it is the same God, which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal." Verse 8, "For one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues." In verse 11, "But all these worketh that one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will." Verse 12, "For as the body is one, he hath many members, and all the members of that body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been made all to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot say, shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not the body. It is not, it is it therefore not of the body. Verse 16, and if the ear say, I am not the eye, I am not the body. Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would the smelling? Verse 18, but now that God hath set members, every one of them in the body, as it has pleased him. But you know tonight that your gift is not my gift. And my gift is not your gift. Tonight I don't need to be concerned with what your gift is, or I don't need to be trying to fulfill your gift, and you don't need to be trying to fulfill my gift. Tonight I don't need to be looking around at what you got going on. I need to be looking around at what God's got going on in my life and what God's calling me to do. I see in verse 18 that when I get concerned with my gift and I get to doing what God has called me to do, it pleases God. At the very end of verse 18 there it says, and it hath pleased him. I see it has pleased him. Tonight I also see that when we get looking around, we get to looking around for somebody else to do it. Looking for somebody else to show up, looking for somebody else to do my job, looking for somebody else to do what God's called me to do. And man, I got thinking about Jonah, and he called Jonah to go to Nineveh. And Jonah said, I'm not going to go to Nineveh. I'm not going to go to Nineveh, I'm going to go to Tarsus. And I got to thinking about that, and I do the same thing in my life, and you do the same thing in your life. God calls you to do something. I've been reading in the book of Proverbs, and there's a verse that keeps it's jumped out at me ever since I've started reading in Proverbs. Matthew chapter number 16 and verse 25. It says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I want you to know tonight that whatever you do, you're going to make it sound right. Whether you know what's right or you know what's wrong, you're going to make it sound right in your own mind tonight. It don't matter if you go and rob a bank, you're going to make that reasoning sound very good to yourself. I want you to know tonight that we're looking around, looking for somebody else to do what we've been called to do. But I see tonight that Jonah, he was looking around for somebody else to do what God had called him to do. And he made an excuse not to go. He made an excuse not to go. And so many times I make an excuse not to do what God's called me to do. And so many times I do it because I think of myself. I get to thinking about what Jake wants and what's easiest for Jake and what's going to be easiest on my family and what's going to be easiest on my pocketbook and what's going to be easiest in my life, in my day-to-day life. And I get to doing it for the wrong reasons. But I see in Proverbs 17 in verse number 3, it says, the finding pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tries the hearts. The Lord tries your heart tonight. He knows exactly why you do what you do. He knows exactly why you are going the way you're going tonight. I see tonight that we get to looking around. We get to looking down. But tonight in Psalms 121, right where the text was, I don't want to be found looking down. I don't want to be found looking around. I want to be found looking up tonight. I want to be found looking up. Psalms 121. It says, I will lift my eyes unto the hills from which my help cometh. My help cometh from the Lord which has made heaven and has made earth. I want you to know tonight when we look up, we find our helper. We find our helper. He is our help tonight. And I feel like I've been on repeat the last several weeks. Man, that's just what the book of Psalms is. He talks about how he's our helper. He's our healer. He's our holder tonight. He's our keeper tonight. I see tonight that he is our help. Psalms 124 and verses 1, it says, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, verse number 2, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, they would have swallowed us up. I want you to know tonight, he is our helper. He is our helper tonight. If it had not been for God being on my side, I'd done been swallowed up. If it had not been for God being on your side, you'd done been swallowed up. But I see tonight, he is also, when I get to looking up, I find my helper, but I also find my healer tonight. In verse number 3, it says, and he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, and the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. You know a shade's kind of a healing, just a healing. If you don't believe me, we fixing to lay brick about end of July, and you'll be begging for a shade. That sun get the beating down on you. That sun will wear you out. That sun will wear you out. And you get to looking for a shade. But I got to thinking about you standing out in the open. Yeah, y'all gonna get me. I just may not get there smoothly. But you standing out in the open, and man, you're hot, and that sun is beaming down. And then all of a sudden, it just kind of gets dark. You get a shade over you. What's the first thing you do? You know what it is. You look up. You go to looking up. Go to looking up. You go to looking up for that shade, and it's always a cloud. You know what it is. You're standing around middle of nothing. It's always a cloud, but you're going to look up anyway and see where that shade come from. You're going to look up and see where that help come from. You're going to look up and see where that healer come from. 2 Chronicles 7:14 said, my people which are called by my name, he says, I will heal their land. That's what he says tonight. 2 Chronicles 7:14 will humble themselves and pray. He will heal you. He will heal your land tonight. You got to be looking up. You got to be looking for your helper. You got to be looking for that healing tonight. But I see tonight, he says there in the book of Psalms, six times from verses 3 all the way down to verse 8, he says six times either keep or preserve. Keep or preserve. And I hit on this last week, how the Lord preserves us and the Lord, he keeps us. But tonight I just want to look at how he is my holder. Man, he holds me. He holds me in his hand. He's got a grip on me tonight that can't no man pluck. Can't no man pluck me out of his hand tonight. The Lord, in verse number 8, it says, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. That's not going out from sin into grace. That's not sinning one day and coming into his grace the next. That's not what that is. That's from your day-to-day walk. He says, I'm going to hold you. Hey, you may slip, you may fall, but that rock is not moving. And my hand is not moving. I want you to know tonight I'm looking up for my help. I'm looking up for my healer, and I'm looking up for my holder tonight. I got to thinking about, and I have this don't tie in with nothing, but I got to thinking about several years ago. I don't even know if me and Savannah was married, but we was at the lake. And, man, I wasn't living right. I knew I wasn't living right. And the Lord had hit me with something one morning when I was getting ready. He said, sin is like an ocean. I've told this before. Some of y'all might remember it. Sin is like an ocean. I thought, well, that's good. I'll probably preach on that one day. You know, sin is like an ocean. But I didn't know what it was. And, that was all I got. Sin is like an ocean. And, man, time rocked on and time rocked on and a few months rocked on and we was at the lake. And that stuck in my head. Sin is like an ocean. We was at the lake and did not know anything. And I can't swim to save my life. I can probably swim to save my life, but I can't swim to save your life and my life too. So we was out, and we got on the boat, and we had went out to the middle of the lake there. And, man, they had one of them big swimming mats out. All I don't like getting in the water, but it was hot. I got in there, and I had my life jacket on, and I got floating out, and I was probably from here to the back doors, might as well have been 3 miles from me swimming. But I was probably from here to the back door just floating. And I got out there, and that life jacket was hot. And that water was just not doing what it was supposed to have been doing, and I was hot. I kicked that life jacket off, and I put it up under me, and I laid back. And, man, I was feeling good, and I thought I had it all, man. I felt good. Wasn't nothing bothering me. Everybody else is way over yonder. I'm out by myself. I'm peaceful. Man, I ain't hurting nobody. I'm not hurting nobody else. And that's how we do with sin in our life, man. We think we ain't hurting our family. We ain't hurting nobody else. We ain't hurting the church. Nobody knows but me. And I'm out here, and I done kicked this life jacket off, and I'm just out here floating. And all of a sudden, something come up from behind me and flipped me over. It was my wife. She done swam up under that water. And she can swim like a fish. She kicked me up over. Boy, I panicked. And when I panicked, I sucked down about 3 gallons of water, and I took off back to the boat, and I was doggy paddling and kicking and fighting and screaming and laughing and probably may have threw a few cuss words in there. I don't know, but I was mad. And I was getting after it. And boy, she was just eating at my feet the whole way, pulling me back down and pulling me back down. And man, I got to the boat and I told her, I said, You're going to have to quit. I'm going to drown out here. I'm going to drown. Stop. Boy, I was trying to get that life jacket back on, and by the time I got my arm through it, she jerked me back down again. And when I done that last time, the only thing I could do was look up. Only thing I could do was just look up. I finally got to a point in my life that, man, I couldn't look down no more. There was nothing to look down. If I look down, I'm going to die. If I look around, man, there ain't nothing to look around. If I look around, I'm going to die. Everybody else is laughing at me. Everybody else is fine. Everybody else can swim. Everybody else thinks I can swim. Everybody else thinks I'm doing just fine. Well, I got to the point, all I could do was look up, and the water was just all over my head. Man, I was sucking it down faster than I could breathe. It was just going down my throat faster than I could breathe, and I was reaching, and I was grabbing. And I finally got a hold of that little swimming mat they had, and boy, when I pulled myself up, I was coughing. And boy, I think I about drowned. I really do. Man, there was water coming up. Felt like I just puked my guts up, and I looked around, everybody just laughing. You know what Satan said? How stupid are you? How dumb are you? Think nothing about it. Come church the next morning, I'm sitting in Sunday school, and God said, sin's like an ocean, and you're drowning. And you're drowning. Now I just wonder how many people's in here just, man, they think you think you got life figured out, and you done kicked that life jacket off in Jesus. You done kicked it off, and you're just being comfortable in what you do. Being comfortable in the sin you're living in. Being comfortable with having a drink every now and then. Being comfortable with throwing a few dirty jokes around every now and then. Hey, being comfortable with the things you look at on your phone, and you're drowned. You're drowned. And I don't want to leave you there tonight. I want to show you tonight in Psalms chapter number 130. Just flip one page. Tonight I got to thinking about how when I looked down, I found myself looking down. I found myself looking around. And there's sin there. There's sin all the time. I find myself looking up. Psalms 130 in verse number 3, it says, if thou, Lord, shouldst mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? Who shall stand? Tonight, if I try to do it on my own power, tonight, if you try to do it on your own power, you'll find yourself looking down and around a lot more than you find yourself looking up. Verse number 4, it says, but there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Verse 5, I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. Tonight, I want you to know the only way you're going to find hope tonight is looking up to Jesus Christ. Lord, I love you tonight. Lord, I thank you so much for just another opportunity to share your word. God, I pray that you'd bless it tonight. God, I pray that you'd, God, I pray that it just be a help to somebody. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, if somebody's in this place drowning, I don't know why you've laid that on my heart tonight. God, I have no idea. Lord, I pray tonight if somebody's in this place drowning, they think they've done pulled one on you, God. Hey, you can't fool God. Can't fool God. Tonight, I pray that they find themselves in an altar. Lord, if there's a backslidden Christian in here tonight, Father God, just think they got life by the throat. Lord, because they saved and go into heaven, just living any old way they want to, Father God. I pray tonight, Father God, they start looking up, stop looking around. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, that Union Chapel, we wouldn't look around at what the other churches are doing. We wouldn't look around at what other Christians are doing, Father God, but we'd look to heaven, Father God, where our help comes from. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, that we just walk in your ways this week, Father. Lord, I pray that you hold our hand this week. You're our holder. You're our helper this week. God, I love you. God, I pray, Father God, that you just be with the ones that went through surgery. Father God, I pray that you bless them. Lord God, I pray that you give them a quick healing, Father. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.